AP Radio News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. Some strong words from Iran mocking President Trump at new U.S. sanctions were imposed. Here's the AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Iran has sharply criticized new U.S. sanctions targeting the Islamic Republic's supreme leader and other top officials, saying the measures spell the permanent closure for diplomacy between the two nations. For his part, Iran's president, Hassan Rouhani, has described the White House as afflicted by mental retardation. Rouhani went on to call the sanctions against the nation's supreme leader as outrageous and idiotic. Meanwhile, in Israel, Trump's national security adviser, John Bolton, says talks are still possible. The U.S. is leaving, he says, an open door for Iran to walk through. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The government has removed most of the children from a remote border patrol station in Texas, following reports more than 300 children were detained there, caring for each other with inadequate food, water, and sanitation. Authorities say four people, including three children, found dead in South Texas near the border, likely died of dehydration and heat exposure after crossing the Rio Grande into the U.S. President Trump says a New York-based advice columnist, E. Jean Carroll, who has accused him of sexually assaulting her in a New York City department store in the mid-90s, is not his type. In an interview with the Hill newspaper, the president says it never happened. Carroll has claimed a friendly encounter with Donald Trump in 1995 or 96 turned violent. A Vietnamese court sentenced an American, Michael Nguyen, to 12 years in jail for what was described as an attempt to overthrow the communist nation's government. Republican state senators in Oregon left the Capitol, and in some cases the state, last week to try to derail landmark climate legislation being pushed by Democrats in the state. The dispute in Oregon shows no signs of ending soon. This is AP Radio News. At the NBA Awards last night in Santa Monica, California, the Most Valuable Player Award went to a Milwaukee Buck.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
And Giannis gave all the credit to his mom, Veronica.
When you're a little kid, you don't see the future, right? And if you have a good parent, your parent sees the future for you. And she always saw the future in us. She always believed in us. She was always there for us.
And Giannis's coach, Mike Budenholzer, won Coach of the Year.
We weren't good enough in the end, but we certainly feel like we have enough talent, we have enough character to be a team that is playing in the finals and winning a championship.
And the Bucks lost to the eventual finals champion, the Toronto Raptors. The Bucks general manager, John Horst, took Executive of the Year. Lou Williams from the Los Angeles Clippers was voted Sixth Man of the Year for the second season in a row. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.